I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Game day. Grant and Danny here on The Fan. No GPs at the NLCS, but you got me, Danny Ruye, with you for the duration till 6:30. On air and on the road, Jay Gruden is driven by the Tebbert Automotive Group, Tebbert Ford and Chantilly in Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, Tebbert Lincoln and Chantilly, and Tebbert Chevrolet in Sterling, all home to Tebbert for life, lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at Tebbert.com. Let's welcome on our weekly guest, Jay Gruden. Jay, what's up, man? Good afternoon.
What's going on? I can't believe Grant disappeared on us today on a big night.
He bailed. He's sitting in the press box in Milwaukee ready for the NLCS, but I'm like, no way, dude. I'm hanging out with my pal, Yay Gruden, before Monday Night Foosball. Well, how different was preparing for Monday night, which is just in the course of a week with the rhythms of the week, getting ready for it?
You know, it wasn't that different. It was actually a little bit easier. You had more time, and you had a huge day to rest. You know, I loved Sunday night. People can sleep in and have a little walkthrough on Monday morning, get your coffee, walk through the first 15, then get on the buses and get ready to go play. Monday was a long day getting ready for the game. You know, that was a little disturbing, but it was kind of a bonus because you got a little bit extra rest, got yourself mentally and physically ready for the game, and then you go out and play.
And so the Bears are coming off a bye, and I want to get into that with you as well, Jay, where you've got that extra time, and the coaches, you know, get a day or an hour or something off, but they're back in the lab trying to figure out what's good, what's bad, self-scout, et cetera. What are you expecting different from this group out of the bye week?
Well, Chicago, you know, Ben Johnson at Detroit was supposedly really good after the bye. I think he put up 1,000 yards in two games after his two bye seasons in Detroit, but it's a totally different team. You know, I think sometimes you can overanalyze. The players have off like 4 days now, so it's not like they're in there grinding and looking at reports and self-scout things and all that stuff. I think it's a matter of once you get the players back in the building, you have yourself a plan on how you want to attack the opposing teams coming up, and you fix some of the things that you were lacking in before. You try to make up for some of your deficiencies, and you try to strengthen your strengths, and just try to get a good pulse on your football team and where you need to move forward, because after this bye, man, it's going to be a 12-week grind for these guys the rest of the year, so there's not going to be much more rest for these guys. So physically, mentally, they got to get themselves ready to go for a 12-13-week grind. But most importantly, you got to get ready for a tough Commander team.
Jay Gruden with us here on G&D. So in terms of this matchup, right, looking at how poor Chicago has been defending the run, et cetera, do you expect kind of a ground-and-pound type thing tonight, or do you think Cliff will sort of counterpunch before Chicago has a chance to adjust? Like, how do you see this game script going?
You know, I think Cliff's going to mix it up like he always does. He's going to do a good job. I think with Bill Merritt, the way he's running there, everybody's excited to see him just take that next step and get over 100 yards and dominate the game. But I still think he's going to have Jaden have the ball in his hands a lot, you know, getting the ball out to Ertz and getting the ball to Debo and whoever else, McCaffrey. So I still think you're going to put the ball in your best player's hands as often as you can in order to win a key Monday night matchup. Now, the running game will be there. They'll run the counter trays and all that stuff, the fun stuff. But I think Jaden will be more involved in the running game as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. They haven't given up a ton of rushing yards to quarterbacks, but they've also played Jared Goff, Dak Prescott, guys that aren't really looking to run the football. Do you expect Jaden to have a good ground game tonight?
I do. You're exactly right, because they didn't play anybody. Even Vegas, you know, Smith's not much of a runner either. So I'm kind of interested in the way they attacked Ashton Gentry in the running game there. I was looking at that. I was like, there's no way they can do that against Jaden Daniels because he'll run for 500 yards against these guys. So it'll be interesting to see how they change their approach, because when you play an athletic quarterback, a lot of times you have to change a lot of your scheme. You got to change. You got to play less man-to-man. You got to play more spot-drop zones. There are a lot of things you got to do differently. So it'll be interesting to see. But if they're going to be aggressive the way they were against Vegas, the way they were against Dallas, I think Jaden will have a huge day.
When it does come to the passing game, Jay Gruden with us here on G&D, it's obviously Deebo Samuel's getting, you know, roughly 50% of the targets Lucy did last week, and everyone else gets a little more so lead here and there. Do you expect something similar tonight, or do you think it might be spread around a bit more?
Well, I think they've done a good job of spreading it out. I think you'll see a little bit of Luke. He'll get a couple catches. I think Jalen will get a couple catches. Zach Ertz, I think, will be more involved this week, more so than ever. So I think you have to spread it out. You know, Chicago is lacking their not playing with their best corner, Jalen Johnson. They do have a couple good guys that can play, but I think Deebo will be the main guy. But I think you'll see Jaden spread the ball out. The one thing about Jaden and the one thing about Cliff is they don't discriminate. They throw to the open guy, and they expect guys to make plays. And for the most part, since Jaden's been here, guys have made plays. So I expect the same thing tonight.
How do you think the offensive line holds up against Chicago's front? They've really struggled to rush the passer consistently, Jay. Do you think another good night's in store?
I do. I really do. I think the addition of Chris Paul left guard has helped. I know that Brandon Coleman's a good player, but Chris Paul's played better at left guard. Him and Tunsil are working the combination blocks. Their pass protection is very good on the left side. Obviously, Tyler and Andrew Wiley's a veteran guy. I think they'll continue to help out Connerly quite a bit just to make sure he doesn't give up any game-breaking plays. That's the biggest weakness I see, but I don't think they really have a pass-rushing defensive end on that side that really strikes fear into Washington's eyes, so I think he'll be fine tonight. I think Washington has a big day offensively. I really do.
So I wanted to ask you about Connerly, Jay. What have you seen from him in terms of growth, just thinking back to, you know, week one to now?
Yeah, I mean, the more you play, the better you get. However, the more you play, the more faults you put on film sometimes and people take advantage of you. So you got to be careful. But I think he's a good athlete. There's no doubt about it. He just plays a little soft for my liking from time to time. And pass protection, he's on his heels too much. He gets bull rushing on the quarterback. In the run game, he plays a little bit too upright. That's all going to be coaching. They have a very good offensive line coach there at Washington. I'm sure they're working on his pad level every day. They're working on his pass sets. They're going to continue to help chip whoever is rushing against them to give him a little bit more time to get his feet set. He's a work in progress, but he's definitely a good athlete and definitely worth the time.
What makes the way Ben Johnson designs offense and kind of coordinates things, what makes it so good? What makes that scheme special?
Well, at Detroit, the players made it special. Yeah. And he did some really good trick plays that were fun and all that stuff. And he had a quarterback that really showed no fear as far as throwing the ball across the middle. He had unbelievable players, unbelievable running game, an unbelievable offensive line. And right now at Chicago, you know, he's trying to do some of the same things. It's not working quite as well. You know, they got beat by Minnesota. They got beat by Detroit handily. Dallas, they played okay. Vegas missed a field goal at the buzzer, you know, could have beat them. So they're not lighting the world up on fire right now. It's a work in progress for them right now. But at Detroit, yeah, the players made that system.
So in terms of what you might expect to see tonight against Washington, that secondary has struggled. And last week, or the weeks really, they've gotten to play bad offensive lines or struggling ones, they've feasted in the pass rush, and that's kind of, I think, hidden maybe where the weakness is on this defense. A, what's your reaction to that? But do you think this pass rush gets home enough tonight to kind of hide the secondary against Adunze and DJ Moore and Loveland and everybody?
Yeah, I think our secondary will hold up pretty good against these guys, really. I think they'll do fine, and I think the most important thing for this game tonight is first, second down, because that's where Ben Johnson is really, really good. His play-action passes, the shots he takes, the high crosses, the vertical routes, and if you panic drop, then he hits the ball to slip for a big gain, 12, 15 yards or what have you. That's the ones you got to make sure you're really pinning your ears back and really getting after them. I'm not really worried about Swift in the running game. They just got to make sure they don't give up the big play in a passing game. If they get Caleb to third down and make him move his feet, I think it'll be a great night for the Washington defense, because he's still a little bit jittery for my liking in the pocket. And I think our pass rush is good enough right now to get home against the Bears front that's, you know, very average in my mind.
Yeah, Jay, why don't you get into that about what you've seen from Caleb Williams to this point. He'll make a play, a wow play, where you just go, that's unbelievable. Like, only a handful of people ever can do that. And then there's the inexplicable. Then there's kind of the happy feet thing that you mentioned. What growth have you seen this year? And kind of give me your state of the union on him.
Yeah, he's done a little bit better. I mean, Dallas was his best game. Of course, he had a 70-yard touchdown for a flea flicker. Kind of skewed the numbers. That was a great throw. you know, in Vegas, he was really okay. He had a couple turnovers again and wasn't really, you know, wow, Caleb's really getting a lot better. You know, I still think he struggles a little bit in the pocket. And our offensive line is not quite as good as it needs to be for him to be able to set his feet and go through progressions. I just think when Caleb feels pressure, he dips down and his feet get out of whack. You watch Jalen feel pressure. He just moves side to side calmly and finds the next guy or scrambles out of it for a gain of 20. I think it's all about getting to Caleb and making him uncomfortable in the pocket. If you can do that, then I think it'll be a big night for Washington. But he's getting a little bit better. You know, time will tell, but I think he's got a long way to go.
What would you do sort of defensively here to try to disrupt that and try to get him to get some of those happy feet? Is it extra blitzes?
I'm
is it trying to disguise stuff?
Yeah, what is it? I want to get after him. I want to get after him. I think we bring some people after him, and I get Luvo in there in the A-gap. I get Bobby Wagner in some of the A and B gaps and be aggressive with them early and make sure on these first, second downs, they better make sure Swift is in there in protection because he can't protect at all. Make sure we use them up in protection and just get the hell after Caleb early and see what happens. And if you get hit with a big play, hopefully Stannis Drill and the rest of the secondary, Lattimore can hold up and not give up the big play. And I think it'll be a big night for the pass rush and the defense for Washington.
Jay Gruden with us here on G&D. So you mentioned a couple names, but give me somebody, maybe a hidden player that's going to have a nice game tonight for Washington that we could be talking about tomorrow.
Well, I hope, you know, I offensively, you know, it's got to be the running game. You know, hopefully, I think everybody knows what he did last week to Krosky Merritt. I mean, it's got to be him. And then if it's not him in the passing game, then I hope it's got to be Jalen Lane. It's a big play here or there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a guy that can run and take the top off. And hopefully, you know, for Washington to really take the next step offensively, there's got to be a 40, 50, 60-yard gain, like McCaffrey's post route last week against the Chargers, which was huge, getting them out of the backed-up situation. Hopefully Lane can provide some of that tonight for Washington.
Get your prediction here at the end, Jay, but let's go around the league a little bit. What did you make of the Philadelphia Eagles? All of a sudden, don't look so hot. It feels like there's drama again, but I also, they've done this each of the last couple of years and ripped off double-digit wins, so I still feel like they're going to get right, but they haven't looked particularly good here for a few weeks.
No, they haven't, and I think a lot of reasons. You know, a lot of people are pointing to the offense, and you're right, Saquon hasn't had the big hits that they're used to. The big plays just haven't been there with A.J. and DeMonte Smith. But I think defensively is where they're really hurting, especially up front. You know, they lost a couple of pass rushers in free agency. They're not getting home at all, and offenses are having a field day against that defense. And right now, making Philadelphia one-dimensional, Jalen's really not equipped for that. When Saquon Barkley, if you look at the stat sheet after Philadelphia, all you have to do is look at his carries. If he has 9 or 10 carries in that game, they're going to lose. They need Saquon to get 15, 20, 25 carries a game for them to win, and he's not getting that right now because they're playing from behind and they're becoming one-dimensional.
I want to talk Tampa Bay. They're so fun. It doesn't matter who it seems to be. Like, they're getting guys hurt every week, and it's whether it's Evans or this week Ibuka goes down. Baker Mayfield on this sort of third act of his career has been unbelievably good. Three-straight offensive coordinators, hasn't mattered. They're 5-1, best record in the NFC. What do you make of Tampa?
Unbelievable. Todd Bowles, coach of the year, in my opinion. I think Baker Mayfield might be the MVP. Watched that whole game last week. I watched the game against Seattle the week before that. This guy makes play after play after play. He doesn't care who he's throwing to. He's got unbelievable confidence and swagger right now that it is really tough to bring him off of the platform that he's on right now because of the confidence and swag and the way he's playing with right now and the leash that Todd Bowles has given him. They're a tough team to beat just because Baker's playing. And you know, looking at Evans is out. Godwin's is out. Now Ibuka's out. Bucky Irvin's out, and they're still lighting up the scoreboard. So Baker Mayfield's been unbelievable.
Pretty incredible. The team that you mentioned, Seattle, they dropped a great game, probably the game of the year so far, 38-35 last week to that Tampa team. They're 4-2. I like this group, but they I don't know, it feels like they haven't quite found everything just yet. They're effective, though, and Jaxon Smith-Njigba is incredible. I like this defense. I like Sam Darnold, but I don't know. They leave me wanting a bit more. What are your thoughts on Seattle?
They're impressive to me. You know, they lost the opening game to San Fran. They go to Pittsburgh and beat Pittsburgh. They beat the hell out of New Orleans. You know, they beat Arizona. They lose the heartbreaker to Tampa at home. They go, you know, they win last week against Jacksonville, who's one of the hottest teams in the league. They can do it all, too. They can rush the passer. They sacked Trevor like 7 times last night or yesterday. And Jigba's playing well. Sam Donald's playing with confidence. Cooper Kupp got going a little bit. They have 2 really good running backs. So I really like Seattle. I think they're going to be a tough out. And I really like the head coach, the way he coaches defense. And they're a tough division with the Rams and the 49ers when they get healthy. But I do like Seattle. I think they're going to win the NFC West, quite frankly.
What did we learn about both teams last night in Detroit and Kansas City?
Well, Kansas City's not dead. I mean, whoever said they were dead after the first couple games, I mean, you gotta check your resume, man. There's no way. This is a good football team. They have one of the best defensive coaches in football, one of the best head coaches in football, and the best quarterback in football. They're going to be in it at the end, whether it's AFC Championship, whether it's Super Bowl again, they're going to be in it. They're just too talented, and they got a trigger, man, that is just unstoppable.
All right, let's get back to Washington here, Jay. Give me your prediction MVP for tonight.
I got Washington to put up some numbers tonight. I really think they're going to get after Chicago. You know, I just watched Chicago defense against the Raiders. I'm just not very impressed. I think Washington wins this game 34-13 in a pretty much a blowout. They're going to force Caleb Williams in some one-dimensional drop-back passes, and that's not going to be good for the Chicago Bears.
34-13, Jay, a little Monday Night Football woodshedding. I could get down for that, man. That'd be fun.
I like it.
Appreciate you, dude. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
You got it. Thanks.
Have a good one, man. There goes Jay Gruden, and that's how we do it. On Air and On the Road, Jay Gruden is driven by the Tedbert Automotive Group, Tedbert Ford and Chantilly in Fairfax, your F-150 HQ, Tedbert Lincoln and Chantilly, and Tedbert Chevrolet in Sterling, all home to Tedbert for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at Tedbert.com. You guys heard that, right? Jay said 34-13. You imagine one of my three tutties? It might not be the start of the show, Hall & Oates. It might just be the whole show is Hall & Oates. Maybe it's a Hall & Oates Tuesday. I don't even know right now. Would you guys be down for that, by the way? The whole show is Hall & Oates? If they win 34-13, like Jay says, that's a Hall & Oates Tuesday.
Every single break we come back with Hall & Oates.
I mean, we'll start off with the smashes, of which there's like dozens. Then we'll go like middle cuts that people aren't really sure. Was this Hall & Oates too? I mean, you're going to run out of Hall & Oates. 34-13? Damn. That would be a lot of fun. 800-636-1067 is the telephone number. I want your voices on this radio program next. They win if, they lose if. They win if, they lose if. And by the way, if you're going to do the bit where you go, they score more points or they score less points, don't do it. Okay? That's been done before. I cut an interview short with a guy one time years ago because he literally said that. An interview. I said, you know what? This isn't going to work. Have a great rest of your life. And I haven't talked to that guy on the radio since. I've heard he's a nice guy. I wouldn't know. So don't do that. Other than that, give me your keys. They win tonight if, they lose tonight if. You'll hear from the boys in the menagerie in there. You'll hear from me. I want to hear from you guys too. 800-636-1067. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
We'll chat with Michael Phillips at 6 p.m. Welcome back to the radio program. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan. No GPs at the NLCS in Milwaukee, which is Algonquin for the good earth. I'm here in D.C. taking your phone calls. 800-636-1067. The question, she's a simple one. They win tonight if, they lose tonight if. Answer that for me on the phones. Let's get right to these busy people who are waiting on hold right meow. Elijah in D.C., what's up, buddy? You're on The Fan.
What's going on, Greg and Danny?
What's good,
Appreciate you taking my call. Man, first of all, I want to say how lucky are we to have you guys on air. Sometimes I don't notice, you know, when watching games on Sunday, you kind of just prepare in your own way, but just being able to listen to you guys all day has just been great.
And that is very kind to say. That is very, very nice, and your check is in the mail.
On Monday, every year, I'm cool. Every game could be on a Monday night for me if we get this kind of coverage. Now, to turn it to the game, if the special teams unit shows well, that is hitting people when you're going down there, great field position, giving the offense a nice, comfy place to start. Obviously, nothing is guaranteed. If we have to march from the one-yard line, so be it. But I also would like Bills to be able to keep us on the field. I would like Caleb to not just have as many opportunities to try to get the ball to Rome. I know we haven't talked about DJ Moore last year. I didn't like our performance against him, so I think Rome is going to get a lot of the work, but I still think there's some other places that he can go with the football that can challenge Washington. Now, I think they lose if they do not have a secondary. If there's a guy who is standing and they're going to, and if he points to say, I need you to get on the outside of me and go cover yes. this guy in front of me. I want you to go because I know that I'm not in the best play. Even though I'm in a place to make this play, I want you to go make this play. We can't have that. We have to be able to keep eyes in front of us. We have to know where things are going. We have to be able to properly pass things off. Now, if Sandusel, he says he knows Rome, let him roll out there first. I want us to have an opportunity to get any familiarities that we know, roll them out there.
Elijah, love it, bud. Great phone call, man. Appreciate you making it. 800-636-1067. You can see the theme there. I think everybody's kind of pointing to this. We talked about who's got to be big tonight earlier on. Tobes, Ryan. You can hear it with Elijah, too. Everybody sees the secondary. Everyone sees what's going on there. We had a reprieve last week because the pass rush got home a million times. You're going to hear that in a second, but that's my key for this evening. Brian, in Manassas, they win tonight if they lose tonight if.
I think they definitely win tonight if we can control the ball, establish a good run game, and substantiate some long drives. They lose if we let Swift get loose. I mean, he had a big game last year towards the end of the game last year against us, so we got to control him.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you. Patrick, Spotsylvania, win if, lose if.
Hey, Danny. So first off, I do not want to repeat because the Bears have handed it to us a few times on Monday night before. I don't know if you remember. It's been a few evening games in D.C. There was that one a couple years ago where they like blew us out and they were pretty bad.
It was Thursday. Justin Fields and D.J. Moore had a million yards apiece just in the first half. It was a woodshed game,
if that happens again, I'll throw up, man. I don't even know.
Seriously.
That would be awful. But we lose if Odunze goes over 100 yards. I do not want a repeat of Drake London versus Marshawn Lattimore. And I feel like Odunze is on that same level as Drake London, if that makes sense. You know, if that's a comparable comp there. And then I think we win if Bill goes over 100 yards. I just think if we have a solid running game, they can't stop both Bill and Jaden tearing up the secondary. I just think that I'm hoping that happens and we just keep their receivers down. And once we force negative plays, keep that second and 15, a second and 15 and not a second and 30 yard down the field pass. So that's my take.
Appreciate you, dude. Love it. 800-636-1067. Seen some threads here, some commonalities among the calls and the voices of the fans. Dan Frederick, they win if, lose if.
Yeah, Dan, I say, number one, you guys are great. I love listening to y'all, like all the callers are called in and said.
Appreciate you, man.
Can't say enough about that. We win with a heavy dose of running. I mean, we just run it down their throat. We lose if the defense don't show up. I'll just keep it simple as that.
Appreciate you, Dan. Paul, excuse me, that's Pat. Pat in Mechanicsville, they win if, lose if.
We win if we get inside the 20-yard line and then we get touchdowns and don't get field goals. Only time I want to see Gay on the field is when he's kicking extra points. And we lose. I mean, we win. I'm sorry, I messed up.
Yeah, you had it.
I lost my train of thought.
They lose if they lose their train of thought.
Yeah, no, I say if we lose – if they lose, it's going to be because the receivers on the Bears has had a big night and we don't get a pass rush. We need to get a pass rush and then control Williams from running.
I think you're dead right. 800-636-1067. I want to hear you guys win if, lose if. But you heard basically, I wanted to get to all those calls first before I weighed in and gave you my thought, because everybody's saying what I'm about to say. I think everybody's got the right bead on this game. Washington is favored at home. Now, what does that mean other than, you know, that's where the betting line is? But people are seeing the trend. Right now, the Bears are coming off a bye week. That's an advantage for them, obviously. But if this goes according to plan, or if this goes according to the script that everybody thinks, that's why it's pro sports. It's unpredictable by its nature. I mean, who thinks that, you know, the Cardinals are going to have the Colts dead to rights, a 5-1 team at home? You know, there's no way that's going to happen, right? But, of course, it happens, right? Who thought the Cowboys would lay an egg? Well, maybe a lot of people did. You see my point, though. If this plays out like it looks on paper, whereas Washington, the best rush offense this sport has, against the worst defense in that area this league has, Washington wins. If it plays out that way, where they can't stop you on the ground, enjoy that silent-ass plane trip home. See ya. Thanks for stopping by. We'll be up here at 4-2, tied with the stupid Eagles at the top of our division, please and thank you. If you can, run the dang ball. Establish it. If you can run the ball on these clown shoes and knock them around a little bit, and everybody gets a piece, we go full Oprah Winfrey. McNichols, you get 5. Jaden, you get 7. Beal gets 5, 6, 7, 6, 7. Whatever happens. You run the ball against him, I think you win. You do it consistently, I think you win. My corollary, my second part on defense, I'll get to in a second. But you don't have Terry McLaurin. You don't have Noah Brown again. There's not a ton of option in the pass game. I think the pass needs to be a supplement. Pick your spots, and I think there will be spots where it's going to be available, whether it's Ertz, whether it's Debo, whether it's Luke, etc. But I think you can line up and push this group around. I mean that. I think you can beat them up. I know they're getting a couple guys back from injury, their best linebacker. Edmonds is coming back for this one. But I still think you'll be able to run the football tonight. Some of the stuff that they do in the running game is really creative, really smart. They've got great run blocking. They've got a great fit now in JCM and McNichols to a degree to go with this pistol, shotgun, kind of zone read type scheme. I think it's going to work well. If you do that, you go for 150 yards on the ground, 170 yards on the ground, you win the football game in my view. That's number one. Number two, on defense, I don't know that this is a Raiders offensive line. I don't know if this is the makeshift, broken, battered, destroyed, bombed out, and depleted Chargers offensive line. But it's not a good one. It's not a Detroit Lions revamp. It's not a prime Eagles offensive line. This isn't one of the best groups in the sport. And again, you've got a makeshift group as it is, starting not their regular starter at left tackle. So I don't know if this is a full feast type game for them. Talking about Washington's defensive front. To me, it needs to be. I really believe this. I think last week we didn't realize how lucky we were. And again, they deserve credit for taking advantage. I'm not taking anything away from them. The feeding frenzy happened. You get your tip pass interception. You get that fumble punch from Quan Martin. Recovery by Lattimore. That changed the game. The Chargers were walking down that field, boys. It was about to be 17-0. And it's a very different week that we just had, if that's the case. When the ball leaves the quarterback's hands, this group is bad. They're still bad. I don't know if they're Detroit Lions minus 7 starters bad, like last night. I don't know if they're as bad as the Dolphins, who can't go to team meetings on time. I don't know. They're in the conversation, though. This group cannot stop the football in the air. They just don't have the right personnel. I don't know if it's a scheme thing. I don't know what you can do. For everybody that's yelling, Marshawn Lattimore needs to play more man. You sure about that? You want that dude alone? The guy that gave up 15 first downs through 3 weeks in terms of penalties and yards allowed and catches? You sure you want that guy running with Rome Odunze or DJ Moore? You positive about that? I don't. Zone. Play that zone. Soft zone. Give up some stuff in front. Because I can't deal with those chunk plays, man. And last week, the Chargers just charged it all over the place. That guy's lined up wrong, negating up 30 yards on 2nd and 27 to Keenan Allen. You can't do it. The way that this defense is going to win right now is by giving up a million yards. By giving up a million first downs. And exasperating you to the point that you are so pissed off that you're like fighting with your spouse. This is spousal fight anger level defense. You want something to eat? No, I don't. I don't want anything. I don't want anything. Sorry I yelled, honey. That's how bad I think this defense is through the air. Your only hope, getting home. Your only hope is Dorrance Armstrong, Von Miller, Deron Payne, give me Johnny Newton, bothering the quarterback, knocking passes down, hitting the quarterback, rushing him, hurrying him. They were at the QB last week and under 3 seconds, a lot. Now, on first and 10, little swing pass, little hitch, little Buble screen, little slant, whatever. That's not enough time to do anything. But on the 3rd and 8s, on the 3rd and 9s, or the 2nd and 20s, like against the Falcons, that converted so easily, that should be enough time to do something. And that's the point. That's why you eat your Brussels sprouts. It's why you eat all the dumb vegetables so you can enjoy your dinner. Right? That's what you're doing. That's what first down is. Stopping the run is eating your vegetables so you can enjoy your delicious pie at the end of the meal. That is what the pass rush is supposed to be. When they've played bad offensive lines, they have had great meals. They have feasted. They're among the league leaders in pressures, sacks, quarterback hits, knockdowns, because really of 3 games. In 2 games, they have been ineffectual. In 3 games against bad offensive lines and vulnerable quarterbacks, they have gone ham. I don't know what it's going to be like tonight, but it's got to be at least better than the non-factor games. I don't know if I get one of those feast games, but it's got to be enough to force happy feet, to force a turnover, maybe a sack fumble. Now, it's interesting, Darius, I had to look this up. A sack fumble, it hasn't happened in Washington in 200 years. A sack fumble is where a quarterback is sacked behind the line of scrimmage, which means it's a pass play, he's tackled behind the line, and then the defensive player takes the ball away from him, and it falls to the ground, and what's even also allowed is Washington could recover it. That's within the rules. Been a long time. Haven't seen one of those in a millennia. I could use one of them this evening. Use a little blindside Billy. Give me a little Dorrance Armstrong tackle behind. Give me that old, who used to do that? Give me that Lawrence Taylor swipe down, taking the football away. Let's go. Little sack fumble action. Little interception, because you confuse Caleb Williams. That's my answer on defense. Pressure, 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 pressure. And then the second layer of that is a turnover or two. We think of that Chargers game a lot differently if they don't get those turnovers. Fumble punch, tip pass, interception. It's a different football game. I think that's where this defense is right now. I really believe that. As in not good. But you can mask not good with a couple of the things I'm talking about. 800-636-1067. This is football talk, and it's football talk on the Fan. That's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Michael Phillips joins at 6. You join me next, 800-636-1067. They win if, they lose if. Next on The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
G&D here on The Fan, out of here at 6:30. Little pregame for you, little postgame for you. A chronicle of Toby's trip back to his home. Then he returns back here again to watch the game and do the postgame show. Literally, that's happening. We can't believe it, but it is. Welcome back to the show. 800-636-1067. I want to get as many of your calls as I can before we get to Michael Phillips at 6. Simple question. They win if, they lose if tonight. Against the Bears at home in primetime. Is it Fricks in Ashburn, line one? What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. So I got a couple things. We win tonight if we have those long, sustained drives. We get touchdowns, not field goals, and we get those defensive linemen moving side to side with the old college sweep option, and then Bill throws a touchdown pass off of that, and then the defense, and we get off the field on third down.
Pretty simple. Because I think you're going to be able to stop the run. I appreciate the call, brother. I think you'll be able to stop the run because Chicago's not a very good running team. DeAndre Swift isn't it. At least the scheme, design, system, whatever, hasn't borne fruit yet in terms of running the football. Washington's been really good in that regard against, frankly, better run games. So you're going to be in some good third down spots. Can you get off the field? Let's go to Angela in Virginia. Angela, what's up? You're on The Fan.
Hey, Danny. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
So I'm just going to keep it simple. We win if we don't start off lethargic. We start off fast. We don't have to come from behind. And we lose if we, I agree with the last caller, if we can't get them off the field on third down. I was at the Hail Mary game last year, so I'm excited for this game tonight.
Are you going tonight?
Thank you for taking my No, my daughter is actually going tonight.
Oh, very nice. Well, hope she brings some good luck. Yeah, the starts have been lethargic at times. Now, sometimes it's come back to bite you. You're never really in the Atlanta game. You're always chasing it. Same with Green Bay. But that Chargers game, it took a massive play to get everybody going. But you can't do that in prime time. Last year, it was the opposite. They came out flying, but couldn't punch it in, couldn't score touchdowns. It was so irritating. I think they had one called back, if memory serves. But it was field goal, field goal, field goal. You kind of played with your food, and all of a sudden, Chicago had a couple drives at the end. Then it took the Hail Mary to win it. Sean Richmond, they win if, lose if.
Hey, Danny. Thanks for taking the call, man. Very simple. They win if Bill goes for over 100 yards rushing. The Bears are not very good against the run. I think that'll sustain the drive and certainly eat up some game. They lose, very simply, if Caleb Williams goes for over 300 yards passing, it's going to be a long night.
Yeah, I think that tells the story, dude, honestly. If he gets the throws off, they got some weapons. They got some people you can complete to and get some yak. Odunze is a badass. Get to know this guy. He is a star. And DJ Moore was one of the most underrated receivers. He and Terry McLaurin were kind of mirroring each other for years when DJ Moore was just hanging out in Charlotte, just toiling away for 1,000 yards on a crappy team. Goes to Chicago, puts up some decent numbers. But now they got this new kid, Odunze. That's a bad dude, man. That's a good wide receiver tandem. They're good. They're not just, oh, that's nice for Chicago. Those guys are good. How about Joe Woodbridge? Appreciate your patience, dude. They win if, lose if.
I think they win if, I don't care who's running the ball because I always enjoy when Rodriguez goes bowling ball over him, but 20, 25 carries with our running back core. And I think they lose if Javon Kinlaw doesn't, and the rest of the D-line isn't able to stop Swift for like 50 yards or less. You make them one-dimensional, yeah, I know the D-backs could use some work, but if they can only focus on one dimension, I think we'll see some more of those turnovers that we saw on the previous weeks.
I appreciate you, brother. Yeah, that 20 carry number isn't, I mean, it's a little bit arbitrary because it always depends on game script and how the flow goes and, you know, this, that, and the other, but it's a good target number because it means a couple of things. One, you're successful at it. People that count up rush attempts at the end of the game, I think generally are Neanderthals. They go, they abandoned the run. They only ran it X number of times. You didn't look at the game script. You didn't look at, a two-minute drive. Were they supposed to run it then without timeouts? There's a million bits of nuance in there. But the point is, in general, it means you're staying on the field. It means it's successful enough you can keep at it. It means that you are controlling the clock, the thing that a lot of people are talking about. And it means that, as I said, the chains are moving. You've got a manageable game in the sense that you're not trailing by multiple scores where you've got to hurry up and you know, take chunks through the air. It's going your way. And if this game goes according to script, I think Washington wins it. That's my feeling about it. I think you can run the ball on this team, and I think they will. This is a great rushing offense. Use it. I don't care how it happens. I'm not one of these people. It's got to be one or the other. Do what works. Michael Phillips joins us next here on The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.